Good afternoon and welcome to the Extreme Weather from Around the World television show. I'm your host, David, and today we are discussing the important issue of the record-breaking heat waves and extreme cold weather we've been experiencing across the globe, and if these are getting worse. To help us understand this topic, we are joined by a special guest, Dr. Polly Roberto. Dr. Roberto is a meteorologist at the Australian Weather Discovery Centre, whose job is to observe, understand, and explain weather patterns from around the world. Welcome to our show, Dr. Roberto.
Thanks, David. It's great to be here and to be able to chat to you and your viewers about some of the extreme weather patterns that we've been experiencing around the world. The weather is certainly causing concern, with the experts confirming that January 2019 was the hottest January on record in Australia. Our hottest day in Adelaide was 46.6 degrees Celsius. However, at the same time as we were experiencing such heat, a few places in the United States of America were experiencing record-breaking temperatures of minus 40 degrees Celsius below zero.
So why is the world experiencing such extreme weather? Is this due to climate change, or are these just typical weather patterns?
Well, the world has always had severe weather events, but the effects of climate change are starting to produce even more extreme and intense weather systems. Australia is a vast country, and in 2019 alone, we saw fires, floods, drought, and heat waves.
Yes, our weather patterns are certainly changing. Are countries from all over the world working together to fight climate change, Dr. Roberto?
Well, there is a lot more interest in this area, David, especially from young people. A report published by the World Climate Change Agency indicates that the Earth's temperature will increase by approximately 1.5 degrees Celsius by 2040 and 2 degrees by 2060.
Oh dear, that is extreme. What areas do you think will be most affected?
This increase in temperature will have devastating effects on our weather patterns, water systems, sea levels, and coastlines. For example, at places like the Great Barrier Reef in Queensland, increasing ocean temperatures are already damaging the coral. One of the biggest changes due to increased temperatures will be in the area of food production. Our food supply may decline as crops die in extreme heat and decreasing rainfall causes tougher conditions for farmers. And in addition, we will see dramatic changes to our sea levels. The ice around the polar caps will melt more rapidly, and this will cause sea levels to rise.
Am I correct in saying that low-lying islands would be awash with water?
Yes, and this is already the reality for some islands. If the predictions are correct, 300 million people will be affected by the rising sea levels by 2050. This is a huge increase from the original prediction of how many people would be affected. So, the message from the scientific community is clear. We have the ability to change and to reduce greenhouse gas pollution if everyone makes it a priority. People need to petition their politicians to look at government policies, as well as looking at individual changes to their lifestyle that will help the planet.
I agree, and I'm sure most of our viewers do too. If you would like more information on this topic, please go to our webpage. Thank you for coming onto our show, Dr. Roberto.